This is KCUR 89.3. A love of the arts doesn't fade as we age, but getting older and less mobile presents some challenges for seniors who still want to experience the arts and cultural events. KCUR's Laura Spencer checked in with a few local seniors to find out some of their strategies to stay connected to the arts.
It's early evening on a Sunday, just about 2 hours before former Tonight Show host Jay Leno takes the stage at the Kauffman Center. But volunteers in crisp white shirts and royal blue vests are starting to arrive for that night's assignments.
I'm in mezz too today. Yep, up in the mezzanine.
Joanne Maymert retired in 2011, and she said she was one of the first to sign up to volunteer when the Kauffman Center opened.
It was like their gift to me. I said, this is my gift, my retirement gift.
About 4 to 7 times a month, Maymert hands out programs and shows people to their seats. She also helps them navigate in and out of the building. The Kauffman Center has nearly 600 active volunteers, and about a third of them are over 65.
We rely on our volunteers to be kind of the front lines of greeting our patrons.
Paul Schofer is the president and CEO.
For them, it's a great social experience. It's giving back to the community at a time where they have the flexibility to do so.
Schofer says these volunteers also provide valuable feedback that's led to changes, like better signage and added seating for people with mobility issues. He says in many cases, seniors are carpooling, like his mother, who's 82 and still driving. But if you're a senior and no longer driving, it can take an extra effort to get to a performance.
My name is Rita Howe. I'm going to be 95 in November.
Rita Howe moved into independent living at Presbyterian Manor in Lawrence 2 years ago. The facility provides busing to scheduled activities. But when Howe wanted to see the musical Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Lead Center on the KU campus, she had to make other arrangements.
Does the seat look okay for you?
It looks great.
Okay. Let me know if I can give you a hand.
That's Ben Tasner. He's heading up a pilot program with Community Village Lawrence to fill some of the transportation gaps for seniors, especially on evenings and weekends.
We made it clear that we're not just going to doctor's offices and grocery stores. We want to take people to social events, educational events, and allow people to enjoy a quality of life and being able to get out of their house when they otherwise might not be able to.
About 20 seniors are enrolled in the program so far, like Howe. And an added benefit? Getting a little extra help.
How are you doing?
Tasner, who's in his early 20s, walks Howe into the Lead Center, helps her get her ticket and find her seat. The Lead Center has a cluster of ushers, about 40 on this day, greeting patrons and directing traffic flow.
To the main level, it's star L for the lobby, the main lobby.
Standing in the balcony, Howe says she and her late husband love to attend musicals and plays.
Our seats used to be down there in the corner in the second row over there. When I was able to walk, no, without my Cadillac.
Cadillac is Howe's nickname for her walker, and she does have some challenges with stairs. So it's back in the elevator, up one level, and she's found her seat.
Believe it or not.
Well, Rita, I'm going to take off now.
Yes.
And I will be back at 9:15. I'll be in the lobby.
At Village Shalom in Overland Park, curator Heather Lustfeld greets Regina Pachter as she walks into the Epstein Gallery. The retirement community opened 15 years ago at 123rd and Knoll, and this white box gallery was always part of the plan.
They like the fact that they can come here to the Epstein Gallery and sort of be transported outside of the walls of Village Shalom into the world beyond.
The gallery is open to residents, their families and friends, and to the public for exhibits, art therapy, and art making.
Art making is a way for them to really connect and be present in the moment.
Regina Pachter lives in one of Village Shalom's independent living villas. She plays the piano every day, including regular gigs for the gallery's Sunday openings. And she just turned 100.
You know what I love? To play. The last number that George Gershwin wrote before he died, My Love is Here to Stay. George Gershwin.
There's a larger effort now underway to help more seniors connect with the arts. The nonprofit Kansas City Senior Theater is teaming up with the Missouri Arts Council for a new program called the KC Arts and Aging Initiative. The idea is to bring together stakeholders in the arts community and the aging network to make sure the arts are accessible through all stages of life. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
This story was part of the series Aging in Place, exploring how the Kansas City region will meet the needs of a growing population over the age of 65. More information is on our website, kcur.org.
What I did